Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
We begin this Friday Takeaway with a discussion of what could be yet another Obama legacy issue, changing the U.S. relationship with Iran. The talks in Vienna, though, have passed another deadline and have been postponed. But there is no sign that the resolve to get a deal somehow is slipping.
We are not going to sit at the negotiating table forever. We also recognize that we shouldn't get up and leave simply because the clock strikes midnight.
Is this momentum from Secretary of State John Kerry or a diplomatic smokescreen? Over the past 2 weeks, Iran, the U.S., Britain, France, Germany, Russia, and China have twice extended deadlines for completing a long-term deal to curb Tehran's nuclear activities in exchange for sanctions relief. Missing this deadline, though, means that under U.S. law, Congress gets a chance to review the deal, inviting another political fight in Washington the White House has been eager to avoid. Thomas Erdbrink, Tehran bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times, says up until this week, Iranians have been really counting on this deal happening.
A lot of people here, ordinary Iranians, would tell you if you would step into the elevator or sit with them in a shared taxi that the nuclear deal was already done. They argued that this deal was already made behind the scenes and that the Western powers, together with Iran, were just searching for the right moment to announce the deal. Now, with yet another extension announced on Thursday evening, it suddenly dawned upon them that there might not be a nuclear deal, an option that a lot of people didn't think was possible until yesterday. And you can really see a change in the way people are thinking.
Do Iranians think this is inevitable? And if they're disappointed, what will be the consequence?
Well, Iranians, of course, live in an isolated country with a leadership that tries to control the news flow towards its population. Most people, when they are interested in nuclear talks, they listen to the state TV. And state TV has been very optimistic over the past weeks over these talks, sort of lulling all these people in a maybe false sense that this deal was actually going ahead as planned. Now that state TV is changing its tone, people are sensing that things are going wrong. Iranian officials, the first and foremost, Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, the man we all know in the West as the Western-educated career diplomat who lived in the United States, in New York, actually, for almost 30 years, he came on TV yesterday and he was saying, look, it is not us, the Iranians, who want to leave the negotiating table. No, it is the Americans that keep on changing their mind and that don't show the political will to solve these important outstanding issues. Now, this is an indication that the Iranian leadership is preparing for a plan B. And of course, what will they do? They will blame the United States, as Iran's supreme leader has been warning Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, saying that he doesn't trust the United States, but wants to give these negotiations a chance.
If you look out on the streets of Tehran and talk to people that you speak with every day, who do you think has bet the most on these sanctions being lifted? What economic sign is there that someone has basically bet the farm that this is going to happen, even if it doesn't?
Well, it is clearly those ordinary Iranians that in news articles you will only see as, you know, Ali the baker, or Fatemeh the lawyer, or Ahmad the taxi driver. It is those people that are not organized like the country's hardliners, but ordinary people who are looking for a better life, middle-class people who want their children to be able to study abroad. They have been living on the hope that these talks would change their situation. And those people, if you talk to them now on the street, they are the ones that are very, very worried.
How has the profile of John Kerry been in the Iranian media throughout these talks? Is he someone with a lot of credibility? Do Iranians have a lot of hope in him, or is he just another American official?
No, absolutely not. He is definitely seen as one of the most reasonable Americans that the Iranian nation in the past 35 or 36 years since the revolution has come across with. And that also has a lot to do with the fact that state television, which I said is the main information dissemination tool in this country, has been showing him in a reasonably positive light. Mr. Kerry is seen as the exponent of President Obama, the man who is interested in sort of a deal. But at the same time, the Iranian leadership very firmly believes that the American political system, as they call it, is not capable of cutting a deal with the Iranians because their systems, their political ideologies are just too different.
Is that an indication that passing this deadline, which now opens the door to the U.S. Congress to review the sanctions fight all over again, is going to give the Iranians an excuse to say exactly that, that the U.S. can't be trusted?
Well, absolutely. And I'm sure that some of the hardliners here have been betting on this all along, that they have been hoping that even if there would be a deal, that Congress, which is always shown as the bad cop here by the Iranian state TV, would actually, in a way, damage it or even try to, break this deal into pieces. So, of course, this longer period gives Iranian hardliners also more time to come out against the deal, and it would definitely be fantastic for them if this deal would fail at the hand of the Congress, because that gives them the opportunity to tell all the other Iranians that Iran's hardliners have been right all along.
Thomas Erdbrink is Tehran bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times, speaking to us from Tehran. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.